Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor Darren Miedema from Walnut Creek Church. He's the guest of the Senator from Benton, Senator Kapoutsian. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Boy Scout Troop 98 from Urbandale and Johnston. They're the guests of the Senator from Polk, Senator Zahn.
Father, we want to thank you for the privilege to gather, to govern ourselves in this nation, in the state of Iowa. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here among us today. We want to just acknowledge your glory, your sovereignty as God. Thank you for the elected men and women here, for the good work that they are engaged in to serve, lead the people of Iowa. God, I want to just pray that you'd give them humility and wisdom to lead and govern well. Pray give them clarity and courage to propose and enact laws that are pleasing to you and in accordance with goodness and truth. Pray for our nation and our state that you would open our eyes and awaken our hearts to see the world the way you see it and to value what you value. That we would approach God and each other in humility, selflessness, and love. And that would be the heartbeat of our nation. I pray these things in Jesus' name.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 2265 and Senate File 2240 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Ways and Means. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does a senator from Blackhawk, Senator Giddens, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be in order for a brief announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. In case members of the Senate somehow missed all of the purple in the rotunda this morning, I just wanted to make sure that you go down and make your way around to see all of the tables that we have from the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls. We're very proud of all that we have to offer at UNI, the unique educational opportunities that we provide students from all corners of this state, and all of the business and community services that we provide to entities throughout the state. There's so many folks there to share what they're doing with you, so please make your way down there. Thanks.
For what purpose does the senator from Warren, Senator Garrett, seek the floor?
Mr. President, would I be in order for a comment?
You're in order for either an announcement, an introduction, or a point of personal privilege.
Well, this is a point of personal privilege.
You're in order.
Then. Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, I have spoke several times in different contexts about what I call the Al Capone principle. So you all know who Al Capone was, I presume, a organized crime boss back in the 30s. The FBI worked really hard put him away. So what did they charge him with? Income tax evasion. My point is, Al Capone, for somebody just looking at what he was convicted of, is a nonviolent criminal. Okay, fast forward to the present time. You probably all know there's quite a movement going on around the country and in Iowa that says, we've got all these nonviolent criminals in prison, and they've got sentences that are way too long. We should be changing the sentences. They should get their sentences commuted, whatever. Okay. Those of you in central Iowa, and maybe, I'm not sure how wide this story goes around the state, but I'd just like to bring to your attention a very recent story in the Des Moines Register that I think makes a point that we need to be aware of. This is from the Register. A Des Moines man believed to be a primary shooter for an influential gang in the city has been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison, the result of prosecutors using federal gun laws to get some of the most violent criminal offenders off the streets. This gentleman, they name him, I won't name him, is the latest reputed member of the C Block street gang to face federal charges. Clark, who pleaded guilty to being a drug user in possession of a firearm, was sentenced on Thursday. During a Friday news conference with Des Moines Police Chief Dana Wingert, U.S. Attorney Mark Kirkbaum said about 10 others with ties to the gang have been charged and he expects more. Kirkbaum and Wingert said Clark's crimes are more significant than gun possession or drug usage. During the past 3 years, Clark carried out multiple unsolved gang-related shootings, according to a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office. A sentencing memo written by the state said Clark was a main shooter for the C Block street gang, and over the course of only 4 months was involved in at least 4 gang-related shootings. In 3 of those instances, a person was struck by a bullet. Fortunately, none of them were killed. The victim of one of these shootings was standing in his front yard holding his 2-year-old child when this man shot multiple rounds from a .40-caliber handgun and hit the victim. They were able to tie the gun used in the crime to this man through casings, and when he was being pursued, he threw a loaded gun from his car, and they were able to tie that gun in with the shootings. In this case, the charge was being a marijuana user in possession of a firearm. So this gentleman, according to the standards that we're hearing about, would be a nonviolent criminal. And 5 years from now, whatever, we might very well hear some of the same reformers telling us, citing this as an example of how people get sent to prison for marijuana use. We hear that a lot. And another nonviolent crime, possession of a firearm. Folks, you don't get sent to prison for using marijuana. You've got to really work at it to get convicted and sent to prison. Prosecutors and law enforcement don't go out, grab people that are smoking marijuana and send them to prison. That's just not what happens. So my point in bringing this up is when you get lobbied telling you about how our sentences are too severe for these nonviolent criminals, just keep in mind what's going on. And this is a common example of how people end up in prison for these nonviolent crimes. Thank you very much.
For what purpose does the senator from Benton, Senator Capuzian, seek the floor?
Mr. President, would I be in order for an introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Most of you know my wife, Brenda. She happens to be here today somewhere. There she is. And we had the honor of having our son-in-law give the prayer today. So you already met Darren Miedema. His wife is Brenda's youngest daughter, McKenna. Their children are Jackson, Eleanor, and Ruby. And then Brenda's other daughter, who, by the way, I claim them all as mine now. When I married Brenda, they came along with the package. And what a welcome package it was. So her oldest daughter is also here today, Jen, and her husband, Andrew, and their children, Everly and Layton. Please help me welcome them. Afterwards, come back and say hi.
Not Not seeing any other senators seeking the floor, I take that back. For what purpose does the senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, brief point.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hadn't planned to get up today, but I just want to do a little bit of a correction for Senator Garrett. I think he was talking about restoring felon voting rights. And just in the last few days, I received the 2019 update on marijuana convictions, Senator Garrett, in Iowa, and these were provided by the staff that staffed the Legislative Service Agency. And you'd be surprised to know that in 2018, there were 5,200 marijuana convictions, 5,200 marijuana convictions in 2018. In 2019, there were 4,407. And Senator Garrett, I'll forward you this email after I'm done so you have all the details. In 2019, 88 people went to Iowa prison for possession of controlled substance marijuana first offense. Then there are a couple other categories, aggravated misdemeanor and serious misdemeanor, where we had 121 people go to prison, substance abuse, marijuana third offense. Third offense is a felony in Iowa. If your third conviction on a marijuana, so you smoke a joint two times, the third time you're going to, it's a felony actually. So there are actually people in prison, in Iowa prisons, that are serving time for marijuana convictions. I don't know how many of them are Republicans. I don't know how many are independents. I don't know how many are Democrats. The narrative around this is from your side sounds like they're all Democrats. I've been in the prisons and talked to prisoners about stuff, and you'd be surprised how many of those guys are ready to get out and help reelect Donald Trump. So when you think about this, don't think about it as just Democrats. Think about it as Iowans, people that deserve a second chance. But we want to make sure the record's correct, Senator Garrett. Certainly there are people that have guns involved in their crimes, and they plead to lesser things. But for the body's knowledge, there are a whole bunch of folks in Iowa prisons that are got in trouble for marijuana. There's even more people serving time, actually, in Iowa jails, in our county jails, serving out sentences for the same. So, Mr. President, just thought I'd add a little bit more detail to the conversation. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Tuesday, February 18th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Tuesday, February 18th at 9 o'clock a.m.